Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton-Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking must-have holiday savings apps.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton-Game. It will expand your brain.
All right, TGIF, right? Thank God it is Friday. I hope you're ready for a weekend. I know all of us in the United States, we're kind of getting ready to roll into Thanksgiving week next week, which means lots of things, a lot of food, right? It's probably everyone's favorite part about Thanksgiving. And of all those Black Friday sales. So we are going to come at you with a ton of great holiday savings tips, how you can roll into Black Friday and the holidays without blowing your budget. And if you do blow your budget, which, you know, I've been known to do as well, how you can actually recover from that. But It's Friday, and we want to start doing something a little bit different on Fridays to start off the podcast, kind of kick us off for the weekend. We're going to be featuring a friend of the week. And this could be anyone who submitted a listener question. If you've had a success story, maybe you've paid off debt, or you've bought a new house, or had a baby, or got married, or started a new business, anything like that, we want to hear from you. Maybe there's been a guest on the podcast that you loved, a musician, or an author, or entrepreneur, somebody's story who's really resonated with you. Or maybe you just have a funny money story or a funny money joke, right? We all need a little humor when it comes to money. So anything like that, I would love to hear from you, feature you as a friend of the week. So I'm going to include a link in the show notes where you can head on over to the website, to the Contact Us page, and just send us all of your, you know, your questions, your stories, anything that you want to share on the podcast. We would absolutely love to hear from you so we can get more of a community feel going on the podcast and really celebrate you guys. You're the ones who's listening to this podcast. So I really want to, you know, hear all the good things that are going on in your life. So our friend of the week today to start us off is Lindsay, who submitted a listener question. And I loved this question because it's kind of going in line with a lot of the podcasts that we've had lately about couples and money, which is always, you know, it's like a really tough subject. And I think that we could probably just do a whole podcast, right? Like 5 days a week on how in the world you actually manage money as a couple. So Lindsay wrote, "Hi, Shauna. My boyfriend and I are big fans of your podcast, and we've been using your tips as we plan to get married within the next few years. We agree that shared banking accounts make sense, but we don't want to lose the ability to surprise each other with gifts occasionally. For example, we often buy a concert or game tickets for the other person for birthday, Christmas, and with a shared bank account, we would both see the transaction. It may sound like a little weird question, but we were wondering if you had any tips for how we might be able to share finances but still keep the option open for surprises. One idea we've talked about is using different credit cards, but we would both keep access to the cards. But if we're paying off the cards through the same checking account, we wonder whether we'd notice an unexpected large payment and question it. We appreciate any advice you have on this." This is such a great question, Lindsay. There's so much great information in there. Thank you for submitting it. Lindsay is also an Indiana University graduate, where I graduated from. And so, you know, we're just like instant friends, right? So I think there's a couple of things to think about here. I know it can get tricky when you have a joint account and then you're trying to kind of keep something a surprise or a secret, you know, birthdays, holidays. It's always interesting. I handle, you know, the money in our family. And so, you know, anytime Jeff buys something, I kind of see like where it is coming from. I don't know, you know, the actual item that he bought, but you know, there isn't a whole lot of surprise. So, you know, that works for me. I when I see something like that, I tend to not like fixate on it. So, you know, I can make sure that it is a surprise. But one idea that I've shared with a lot of couples is opening up your own separate online savings account where you're able to put in a certain amount of money every single month, right? So each month you can decide on how much money you're going to each put into your savings account. It can be the same amount every month. You know, you could do like an auto debit into the savings account. Or, you know, if you have kind of fluctuating incomes, maybe 1 month you do more, 1 month you do less, but it's equal, right? It's the same amount into each account. And then, you know, you can decide how you want to spend that money. So, you know, the way this works with some couples is some couples will go, you know, 3-4 months just kind of baking their savings and then knowing that, okay, I'm going to use this for a birthday or a holiday or something coming up for, you know, my spouse or my significant other. Some people just choose to spend it each month on their significant other, but it gives that person the flexibility to decide, you know, how they want to spend that money. And, you know, then the other person isn't seeing necessarily what is, you know, coming out of that savings, because most of the online savings accounts like Capital One 360, Ally Bank, Synchrony, you know, all of those, a lot of them come with a debit card that actually is attached to your online savings account. So
you know, you can use that actually to make purchases and things like that. You can also use that to, you know, take money out in an ATM. So, you know, I don't think there's any way to, you know, completely make something a surprise. That's probably one of the best tips that couples have used, is just to have a separate savings account that isn't maybe at the traditional bank where they normally bank at, so that, you know, you're not both kind of looking at your online balances and seeing when transactions go up or down. And so I think that may work for you, you know. And again, another thing, you know, like I was saying, in my own situation, you know, you just kind of roll with it, and you know, you let the element of surprise happen when you actually get the gift. But you might want to try the separate online savings account and see how that works for you. So thanks so much, Lindsay, for being our first friend of the week. Again, if you have any questions, success stories, anything like that, head on over to the link in the show notes and please share those with me so that I can highlight all of you who are listening to the podcast, who are out there doing amazing things. All right, so we're rolling around to the holidays, right? And this is always a time where it's sort of this weird combination, right? There's so much stress met with so much happiness. And there's always kind of this weird combination because, you know, we love the holidays. We love this time. A lot of us love spending time with our families. Some maybe not so much as others. Families can be unique. That's all I'm going to say, right? So, you know, we have that kind of anticipation. We're going to get to see family. We're going to see friends. Maybe we've got holiday parties coming up. But then there's that like anxiety and stress that comes up because, you know, all these parties, you usually bring a gift. You usually have to bring a gift to your holiday work party. You know, every time you go to a friend's Christmas party, it's customary that you bring a gift. If you have a really large family, maybe you have to buy each family member a gift. And on any budget, even if you're rolling in the cash, it still could be a lot of money. I know one of my friends, she said she had 14 nieces and nephews and that, you know, they normally spend about $50 each person. Well, you can do the math. Like, I was like, wow, that is a lot of money to spend on 14 nieces and nephews, you know, and like she didn't just win the lottery, you know, so this is money that they have to plan for that's coming out. And usually we don't plan for it very well, right? We usually are just like, all right, well, I get to buy the gift. So if I don't have cash in my account, then I'm going to use credit, you know, and then we get to like January and we start having like, you know, panic attacks because somehow now we have to like pay for all this. All the holiday decorations are gone. The Christmas music is off the radio stations. The Hallmark movies are gone. Now we have to actually pay for the damage that we did, you know, in November and December. But fear not, my friends, right? Because today I'm going to share some of my must-have holiday money-saving apps before.
Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding? Or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical. If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial.
When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Talkin' Money under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC.
The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like $1 million wearing this cozy workout friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/ETM for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ETM to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ETM.
I love my friends over at Wallet Hub. They always have all these really cool surveys that they do. And they did one on holiday spending. And they found some really interesting things. So 37% of Americans say they spent more than $500 on holiday shopping in 2016. I don't know if that's a big shock, but you know, that's like a fair amount of money, right? 53% of Americans don't think Black Friday sales are anything special. We'll talk about that on Monday. I tend to agree with that. There's probably some other days right around Black Friday where you might actually get a better deal. And 41% of people would pay extra for some peace and quiet this holiday season. I'm right there with you, right? We could all use a little peace and quiet. I think everything is just crazy right now. That's all I'm going to say, right? But I love this. So they asked people, what would you pay extra for this holiday season? This is great. 25% of people said they would pay extra this holiday season for no Trump tweets. You gotta love that one, right? 16% would pay extra for faster delivery. 12% would pay extra for friendly customer service. And 5% would pay extra for gift wrapping. You know, there's a lot of people out there that are just brilliant at gift wrapping. And then there's a lot of people that just aren't. Like my husband, love him to death, but he cannot wrap a package. I mean, it is just signature anytime I get a package from him and it's wrapped. It's just, you know, it's just, it warms my heart because I know he's tried so hard, but I don't know. I'm trying to find a good word to say, but it really just looks like a five-year-old wrapped it, which is just, it's just wonderful, right? So gift wrapping's not his thing. So I'm always encouraging him, like, pay extra for the gift wrapping. You know, they'll do it. They'll make it all pretty and put all the bows on it. All right. So the first app, when you're trying to manage your holiday budget, which can be such a big deal. And I always tell people, like, you need a separate holiday budget. Like, a lot of times people will just rope it into their regular budget, which is good. It's better than nothing, right? But a separate holiday budget will actually let you see each person that you need to buy gifts for, and then track your spending as you go along. Because what we often do is we're like, oh, well, I'll spend 20 on, you know, this person and 10 on this person and 5 on this person. Then we go out shopping. And then when we look at what we actually spent, we're like, oh, okay, we actually spent a lot more money. So Santa's Bag, I love this app. It literally will revolutionize your Christmas shopping experience. It's for iOS, unfortunately, just iOS. But what you can do is you can import receipts, you can set budgets up, you can plan your gifts, you can even create wish lists and shopping lists, and then you can track your progress, right? So that you know when you're shopping what you're actually spending, and then you can check off, like, okay, I've bought, you know, the gift for Aunt Ruth and Uncle Paul and my cousin Sal, or, you know, whatever. So you can keep track of your spending, but you can also keep track of those gifts that you need to purchase. But I love that you can import the receipts in there. So, I mean, you actually do get like a really good picture of, you know, how much money you've spent. So I love Santa's Bag. Every time around the holiday season, I re-put the app on my phone. And again, it's just an easy way to keep track of this stuff and to kind of keep it outside of my other budget. So this is unique. So, you know, there's always somebody that you're trying to figure out what to get them, and you just don't know. And a lot of times what I find is, like, when there's that person where I cannot think of what to buy them, I usually end up overspending. Right? Because I'm like, I don't know what to get them. And then I see something that I'm like, okay, well, this probably will work. And it's usually more than what I've budgeted for them. Do you do that too? Or is that just me? For some reason, that person, there's always one person like that on the list. And I always end up overspending. So this is an interesting idea. When you don't know what to get someone, there is an app called Stockpile, and you can actually give the gift of financial security. So what you can do with Stockpile is you can give gift cards for stock in over 1,000 different stocks and ETFs, and they're all set at affordable denominations. So anywhere from $1 to $1,000, and they're sold through fractional shares, right? So you get a fractional share. It's great for like a stocking stuffer. You know, if you have kids and maybe you want to start them on investing, even adults, you know, I think this is like a really interesting gift because, you know, it could help you save money because you're not only giving them, you know, a precise amount of dollars through Stockpile, but then you're also helping them, you know, grow a potential asset. Hopefully that stock goes up, right? Hopefully you're not giving them a loser stock, but we just don't know. Nobody has a crystal ball. So I think this is like a really unique idea. I had a friend last year who, or actually it was this year for her birthday, she wanted to start investing and she was asking me all these investing questions. And so I actually used Stockpile to get a gift card for her for a stock. And she just thought that was like the coolest gift ever because, you know, I obviously paid attention that she was asking all these questions about stock investing and it actually, you know, really piqued her interest. And then it made it, you know, accessible for her to, you know, to use this herself. So anyway, I think that's just a really unique thing to check out. You know, give yourself a gift, right? Why not, right? Okay, so when you want to reward yourself, I love this. This is awesome. So I had a chance to chat with Lindsay Holden, who's the founder and CEO of a company called Long Game. It's a personal finance app that encourages people to save money while winning cash prizes. And I'm talking like you could win up to $1 million. So it takes a different approach and it taps into reward loops, right? And Lindsay is really passionate about trying to solve, you know, what she feels is a really crucial problem in America, the lack of personal savings. I'm right there with you. So, you know, she threw out some really interesting statistics to me. Over 50% of people don't budget. I get it. I totally get it, right? 63% of Americans can't cover a $500 unexpected expense, and people have $16,000 in average of household credit card debt. Those are very real numbers, right? So Long Game actually taps into the mass popularity of mobile gaming. 192 million Americans play mobile games. That is amazing to me. And consumers spend 5 hours per day on their mobile devices, and 48% of that time is playing mobile games, right? So Long Game really is passionate about changing the savings experience, right? Using people's behaviors and making the often stressful process of saving money fun and rewarding. So I had a chance to chat with Lindsay a little bit about what they're up to at Long Game. And I think you're going to find this really fascinating.
So I know you talk about this all day, Shauna, but financial preparedness is just such an enormous problem here in the US. And it's something that I really wanted to work on. I was watching this John Oliver sketch on the lottery. I don't know.
It's
crazy. It's like, it was just, I was so impressed by how compelling the mechanism of lottery is. It's an enormous industry. It's $70 billion annually. And, you know, most Americans play. And so I had this light bulb moment where it's like, why can't we apply this towards helping people be more financially prepared? And so that's what kind of where we came up with the idea for Long Game, which is actually not a new idea. It's called prize-linked savings. And so the idea is you're saving money, and then instead of interest, or as in addition to interest, you're getting this variable reward chance to win money. So it's like no principles at risk like the lottery, but you're still getting that, you know, fun lottery interaction.
Yeah, and I think that's so great because, you know, I'm always talking about, you know, motivating yourself to save, because savings is something, and budgeting, and, you know, all those words that we all like kind of, you know, dread, they're hard for people to do. And I think, you know, if you reward yourself, and this is a really cool way to have an upside, like you said, without, you know, any downside, and to really feel like, you know, doing this saving thing around money is fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot. So like, it's one of those things. So 68% of millennials, are their number one source of stress is their finances. Have you heard that stat?
Yes. And that's crazy.
I know, it's crazy. And so what we're trying to do is actually make it into something that's really enjoyable and fun to manage. So we think it's great.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about like how would a user, you know, interact and use the app?
So, I'll take you through it. So basically you download Long Game, and then you're setting it when you get Long Game, the app, you have an FDIC insured savings account, and it earns interest. It's a normal savings account. And then you get little missions, and the missions are all financial. So it's like, hey, save $10. When you save, you get rewarded with our virtual currency in the app. And then that currency is used to play games. And all of the games are really short lottery-like interactions where you can actually win cash. And our prizes range from 10 cents to $1 million.
Wow. I want the million.
I know. Me too.
Actually, I'd take anything between the 10 cents and a million, but you know.
Totally. And like in essence, really what you're doing is you're getting like a variable interest rate. So it's just a variable reward interest rate. How it works.
Yeah. And I know on your website, you talk about partnering with socially minded banks. Why was that important to you?
So yeah, let me tell you the story about actually our bank. So, you know, when we started Long Game, it's a pretty new idea, right? There isn't a lot of companies that were doing it. And so I was looking online. I found Blue Ridge Bank, this bank in Virginia, that had the first PrizeLink savings account in the U.S. And I literally just reached out to them on LinkedIn and was like, hey, guys, like, it seems like you're really trying to help people save with this. Would you like to partner and do this in an app form? And it worked out. So they really care about the financial wellness of their users, and they're a very community-oriented bank. So it was important to us.
Yeah, I think all that makes a difference, you know, and I think that's definitely a real millennial trend as well, you know, feeling like their money is either doing good or in good places.
That's right. I mean, the financial industry has earned the mistrust from consumers, and it's unfortunate. And we really hope that we can change the system. And I think we really attract companies and people that agree with that and want to, and those are the people that we want to be working with on this.
Yeah. So I always like to ask guests about a little bit about their own money story. So was personal finance something that was, you know, a topic of interest to you or something that was difficult to you that sort of, you know, spurred on this idea?
I mean, yeah, I think everyone has challenges managing their money. And I'm one of those people that doesn't really like to look at my bank account and actively manage it. I think people can probably relate to that.
Ignorance is bliss. If we don't see it, it doesn't exist, right?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Hey, I talk openly on the podcast how in my early 20s, like I did not want to look at ATM receipts because I didn't want to know what was in there or not in there.
It's bad. I know. So obviously that is something that, you know, I've worked on. And also, I'm a lotto player, so I really enjoy the chance of, like, just, like, the knowledge that you don't really know what's going to happen in life, and it could be something just fantastic. Mm-hmm. And so lotteries, I think, a lot of fun. And and what's even more fun is Long Game, because you're not risking your money.
Yeah, no, that's great. So is it like the more that you use the app and interact, the more chances you have? I mean, does it work like that in the sense of the way a lotto works?
Yeah, it's so basically it's all the way to play the only way to play our lottery games are through saving. So if you hold your savings in your account, you're earning coins over time, and then you use those to play games. So it's like the longer you save and also the more you save is how you end up getting more games.
I mean, I just really like the idea of using an app to encourage you to save. And the more you save, the more opportunities you have to actually win money. I mean, I think that's just such a cool way of pulling together something that we all need to be doing with that like fun reward gamification element. And I'm always telling people, you know, when you're budgeting or you're saving, you know, build in a reward for yourself. It really does matter. And I'm not talking like $1,000, you know, you're not going to go out and buy like $1,000 new iPhone as your reward. It needs to be something like that you can afford, right? The point is that you don't save money and then go right back into debt or then end up spending all the money you save. But it's that you actually like treat yourself to something like, okay, you know, I'm rewarding myself. Again, remember like a lot of this stuff about money and how we can be successful, it's just a mind game. And so, you know, anything you can do to trip your brain is a good thing. All right. So we got two more holiday money saving apps. So when your friends and family don't live in your city, Roadie is a really cool app to have. It's a peer-to-peer shipping service. It works like a ride-sharing service like Uber, but it's for sending stuff, right? Anything from like holiday gifts to getting the Christmas tree home, right? Because a lot of us have like tiny cars, or we don't have a car at all, and we need to get that Christmas tree home somehow. So I love this. So with 91% of all holiday travel happening by car, that's a staggering amount. Roadie is a really affordable and efficient way to get things where you need to go this holiday season, and sending it with someone who's already headed in the direction that you need it to go, right? Plus, you can also sign up to be a Roadie driver and make extra cash, up to like $600 on road trips and commutes that you're already taking. So I love this. You know, a lot of times when we go to like send gifts like UPS or the post office, you know, not only is it not going to get there in time, but it can usually be pretty expensive around the holidays. And we usually end up having to pay, you know, a lot of extra cash just to get something there on time. So I love Roadie. I love the peer-to-peer things that are happening. I never thought about, you know, a shipping service that it could work like that, but of course, why not, right? And I totally love the thing about a Christmas tree, because there are times I've thought about like getting a, you know, a small car, and I've literally had the thought of like, well, how am I going to get a Christmas tree home, or how am I going to get that big, you know, piece of furniture that I want to buy at IKEA or whatever it may be. So I think that's really cool. All right. So our last app, our last holiday money saving app, when you're doing any kind of shopping, there are a ton of shopping apps out there. I really love Shopkick. If you've not heard of Shopkick, basically how it works is you can earn rewards just for browsing both in-store and online. So it works both ways. And then you can redeem your rewards for gift cards at a lot of popular retailers. So, you know, it takes like a few extra minutes, but if you're going to go shop anyway, why wouldn't you earn rewards towards free stuff? So you literally just, you know, turn the app on when you go in a store, and you could just be browsing and earning points. You don't have to actually spend any money. And so if you're shopping online, again, especially having an app that gives you cash back for, you know, some sort of rewards is great, because you can not only get the rewards and the gift cards through Shopkick, but then also if you're spending money on these gifts and you use a rewards or points credit card, you're kind of getting like a double bonus there. It really is like a win-win situation. And I'm all about the win-win. Like anytime I can double dip, I am a complete double dipper. And when it comes to like shopping and rewards, I'm all over it. Ebates is another great one. I just love Shopkick because it has a few extra features, and you can use it when you shop both online and in-store, which I think really matters. I know a lot of us, you know, don't want to go to the store, so I'm guilty. Guilty as charged, right? I love to buy my gifts online, but occasionally it's fun to go in the stores, right? And why not get rewarded for that? So on Monday, like I said, we're going to have a podcast covering all things Black Friday, from strategy to where to save and where to splurge to paying off that holiday debt. As always, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Shauna Game. And if you love this podcast, do me a favor, share it with your friends, shout it out on social media, and head on over to the link in the show notes to leave us a review.